the enemy.
Yes, sir.
That's the devil or Satan. Not like God.
Is the devil and Satan the same?
Same thing. He just got different names, that's all.
Have you ever heard, you know, if parents are trying to get their children to behave, they might try to scare them a little by saying, well, if you don't straighten up the...
The devil don't get you.
Ever heard them called, say something like the boogeyman's gonna get you?
The boogeyman, yeah. But they usually say the devil going to get you. Mm-hmm. But now that's when you say the book, here comes the boogeyman, that's to a smaller, mm-hmm. you know, child. But you can scare him easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. The boogeyman's not necessarily the devil.
Well, when they come and get up sometimes, you got to tell that joke, the devil going to get you.
They get serious with him.
Right.
Yeah. What about these things that people claim they see at night, maybe around graveyards, and they're scared of them?
Well, they call, some people call them ghosts, some call them hands. Come on, Joe! Some call them hands, and some call them spirits.
And if they claim those things get in the house, they might say the house is...
Hands, or haunted, they call it.
Say if somebody said something about a person that wasn't very nice, and that person heard about it,
mm-hmm.
he might say, when he's told about it, say, why the very of him saying that?
The very idea of him saying that, and he don't know that by them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What might you say, you know, if you do something that you know, you get a little aggravated with yourself for doing something silly, like if you just filled up your plate at dinner time with all your favorite foods and then it slips out of your hand and falls on the floor, mm-hmm. what might you say to yourself?
Say, the devil, I'm stood up here and waste my food. I've used it often myself.
Yes, ma'am. Say if you had some company and they're about to leave, you might say, well, I hope y'all will come back.
Oh, yeah. I invite you. Come back some more sometime.
Okay. Or just come back again?
Come back again.
Okay. Or if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged. Oh, I appreciate it very much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And if you need to get some things from town, you say that you need to go to town to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you make a purchase, you might say the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he left for you.
I wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
What about if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say that they're selling
cheap.
You reckon they ever, like, you know, be selling at a loss or something like that?
Yeah. What do you say?
Selling at a loss?
Oh, well, sometimes they may would, but most times they wouldn't. And then when people usually said it, you know, they said.
You want to ready to look at it?
Okay, all right. Excuse me.
Sure, just, go ahead. Okay. Okay, if you see something, you're in town, and you see something you'd like to get,
mm-hmm.
but it's just way too expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to get that, but it's just too high.
It's just too high.
It just costs.